thank you for this beautiful day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
As we study your word, would you help us to learn more about worship?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们更加明白敬拜是什么含义。
Help that we will become better worshipers.
帮助我们成为更好的敬拜者。
As we worship, we come to know you.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们就更认识你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
All right, let me start by asking you last week's worship.
所以呢，我先开始问大家，大家上个星期的敬拜有什么心得？
Anything in last week's worship that reminded you that showed God's grace to you?
有没有上个星期的敬拜提醒你神对你的恩典？I have something. Should I say or just wait for them?
错，
就是我就说上次那些诗歌赞美的时候提醒我神在掌管一切。
Alright, anyone else?
Feel rather small when you, the more you think about creation.
Okay. Alright.
他说越看到神的这个创造，就越意识到神的伟大。
The testimonies.Should have reminded me of God's grace.
见证再次提醒我神的恩典。Yeah, that's me too. I remember Rob.
Anything in the worship last week motivate you to obedience?
有没有上个星期的敬拜就是激励你去顺服，更顺服？ What do you say, Richard?
Listening to the testimonies helped me want to be more obedient to the Lord. Okay.
就是这些见证有一个就是特别的鼓励我说我要对神更加顺服。
Okay.
就是神的恩典也在我的心中显现。
I will ask the same question next week.
下个星期我会问大家同样的问题，所以预备好。
This morning, I won't be in there this morning. I'll be in with the children.
今天早晨敬拜，今天上午的那一堂主日崇拜呢，我会在儿童崇拜那边做讲员。
But, as I think this morning is communion, is that correct?
今天早晨会有圣餐。
So as you worship, see God's grace this morning when you worship.
所以呢希望你在敬拜的时候看到神的恩典。
Remember what he has done.
就是记住他所成就的。
I have been thinking a lot in the last few weeks about worship.
这最近几个星期我一直在讲敬拜这个主题。
That it seems to me many times people think of the Christian life primarily as a list of things that you have to do.
很多时候呢大家想到这个基督信仰就觉得是一个要做什么的清单。
And it can become a burden, heavy burden.
有时候会成为一个重担。
Are you doing this enough? Are you doing this enough? Are you reading your Bible enough? Are you praying enough? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this?
就是你做这个了吗？做那个了吗？你有没有读圣经啊？你有没有祷告啊？就是好像都是很多的要做的事情。
And worship reminds us,This is what he has done. This is what he has done. He has done this. He has done that.
敬拜就再次提醒我们，这是神所做的。他做了这个，做了那个，做了那个。
And what we do is simply in response to what he has already done.
我们所做的只是对神已经做的一个神为我们所做的一个回应。
If we forget that.
如果我们忘记这一点
we begin to fit very much into the role of the Pharisees.
我们就可以充当这个法利赛人的角色
Have I done enough?
就是我做得够吗
And instead in worship we see this is what he did.
在敬拜中我们就看到神所做的
And now I live in response to that.
现在我就是对神所做的一个回应
But even my ability to respond is a gift from His grace.
即使是我能够回应了这个能力，也是神的恩典。
And so this morning, see that in your worship.
所以，请你希望今天早晨能够在敬拜中你能看到这一点。
And I will ask the same question again next week.
所以下个星期我会问大家同样的问题。
Yes.
Are you suggesting that quantity versus quality is quality is the most important in quantity, or do you recommend? I mean, obviously recommend both, but I mean the Pharisees are lots of quantity, but poor quality in the worship.
那个。Rob 有个问题，他说你是不是在强调这个字和量的这样一个对比？他当然我知道呢，你对这个就是同时强调字和量，但是像法利赛人呢，他们好像是有很多的这个量，但是这个字品质却很差。他是想问那个麦牧师是不是这个字和量里面有个对比
？Quality is always most important.
当然，这个字这个品质。总是最重要的。
But I think that sometimes we use that as kind of an escape.
但有的时候我们拿这个做一个逃避的借口。
If I said to my wife,
如果我对我太太说
Now, I don't plan to spend very much time with you.
我不计划跟你花很多时间在一起。
But the quality will be very good.
但是我们在一起的这个时间却是精致时间，是这个品质很好的。
The quality is going to go downhill fast.
所以呢，这样的话，你的这个品质大概也没啥品质了
，right？
对不对
？Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She wants quality and quantity.
因为呢
，So you're looking for balance.
And I,
我太太是既要品质又要数量。
I hear people say,
我听到有人说
，I don't spend much time to pray, but it's good quality when I do.
有的人就说我没有花很多时间去祷告，但是我祷告的时候呢，却是一个品质很应该品质很高的祷告。
I don't read the Bible very much, but when I do, it's quality.
我也没有经常读圣经，但是我一旦开始读的话，那就是很好的那个品质。
I think the answer that God would say is.
我觉得神会回答说。
I would like some good quality quantity time.
我觉得神是这样，我要品质又高、数量又多的这个时间。
And this is not a marriage class.
当然，我们这个不是一个婚姻讲座。
I don't teach a marriage class.
我也不去讲那个婚姻讲座。
But if I did,
如果我教的话
，Your wives would like for you to say.
我想你的太太肯定会很高兴地说。
Good quality.
我想一些好的这个高品质的。高品质数量数量频繁的。
So I think the answer is both.
所以我想答案是两方面都有。
This morning I want to look at worship in the New Testament.
今天早晨我们来看新约中的敬拜。
And I'm going to focus primarily on one aspect of it.
我们今天主要是看一个方面。
I very often hear church worship leaders or pastors.
我经常听到不管是牧师还是带领敬拜的
talking about worship and evangelism
讲到敬拜和传福音
and some churches will say our emphasis is evangelism
有的教会就会说哦，我们强调的是传福音
we put a great emphasis on reaching unbelievers
我们就是非常强调也花很大的努力去向那些不信主的人传福音。
And the implication is,
他所暗示的就是呢
,our worship isn't that important, we're about evangelizing.
我们的敬拜没有那么重要我们在意的是传福音。
I have friends who direct music and they say our church is a church that puts great emphasis on worship.
我也有朋友呢就是专门做这个音乐指导的。他们就说我们的教会所强调的就是敬拜。
It's been 38 years since an unbeliever came to Christ in our church, but we're really good at worship.
已经有38年了，没有新信主的人，但是呢，我们对敬拜很强调。
Other churches say we're really good at discipling.
还有的教会就说哦，我们很擅长于这个训练门徒。
We have a good training program.
我们有一个很好的一个培训课程。
Worship isn't that important.
啊，那敬拜没有那么重要。嗯、
to rephrase Brother Rob's question，
我们把这个白弟兄的这个问题呢，用一个不同的一个方式来表达一下。
Which is more important？
到底什么
？Or evangelism or discipling and training？
哪一个更重要呢？是敬拜吗？是传福音吗？是 就是门徒培训吗？还有训练吗？哪个更重要呢？
The New Testament answer is
这个新约的回答案就是
All of the above，
所有这一切都重要。
Just a few minutes before Sunday school I got a text message，
今天就是刚开始上课之前我收到一个短信。
A man that I met couple years ago now，
就是我大概几年以前碰到的一位男士。
Who is an unbeliever，
他是一个不信主的。
His life has been kind of in a wreck，
然后他的那个生活一团乱麻。
But he's looking for answers，
但是他在寻求答案。
And he texted me this morning，
他今天早晨给我发短信说，
I think I want to try coming to your church in Hope South。
他说我可能想要试试到你在那个 Hope Sound 的那边的教会。
Will you meet me if I come？
如果我来的话，你会不会在教会里在教会里会看到你呢？
And I texted him back。
然后我就给他回信回短信。
Which service is a good time to come？
他就问是 He asked you right？
Yeah。
他说那我什么时间来参加这个敬拜聚会是最好的呢？
And I remembered that tonight they're doing a service of music, worship music.
我想到今天晚上呢，他们有一个音乐的崇拜，就是在后上的教会。
That's not me.
我说那今天晚上吧，我就在那里可以见到你。
My belief is this.
但是我相信的是
，If I can introduce my friend，
如果我可以介绍这位朋友
，to truly worship。
真正的进入到敬拜里
，to see who God is in worship，
看到这个神是谁，在敬拜中看到神。
Now I will have taken a big step towards winning him to Christ。
那我现在就在让他能够就是赢得他的灵魂到耶稣那里边，我就跨出了很大的一步。
Because now he sees who he is。
因为他现在看到了神是谁。
He sees he is beautiful。
他看到神是美好的，
gracious,
他看到神是神是蛮有慈爱的，神是有恩典的。
See, let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
If I ask any of you, what is God like?
如果我问你们其中任何一个人，神是怎么样的？
Give me an answer.
请你给我一个答案。
Gentle.
神是温和的。
He's loving.
神是慈爱的。
Omnipotent.
神是全知的。
Omniscient.
神是全能的。神是神是慈悲的。
Righteous.
他是神是公义的。
Now. Yes.
神是公正的。
If I go to the mall.
如果我到那个mall里面去。
And I grab 10 people who are unbelievers，
如果我就随便的就是问十个不信主的人在那个
末里 know nothing about the church，
他们对教会毫无概念。
And I ask them what do you think God is like，
如果我问他们说你们觉得神是像怎么样的呢？
What do you think their answer is？
你觉得他们的答案会是怎么样的？
What God？
第一个就是说什么神
unfair，
他说不公平的
，punishing，
总是惩罚人的。
Think the standard would be loving and caring and not the judgmental one.
Okay.
他说也许觉得神是一个总是好像要审判的神。这个神应该是慈悲的、慈爱的，除了不会判你的罪。
Probably the most common ones where if there's so much evil in the world, how can there be God？
可能最一个普遍的答案就会说，如果有神的话，这个世界上怎么还有这么多的邪恶？
Do you hear how much of a distance there is between your answer of what God is like and the answers that at least we think an unbeliever would give, right? Now,
你有没有看到，就是说刚才我们大家在这里的人的答案跟一个不信主的答案，我们之间对神的这个印象中间有多大的差距吗？
Imagine that I come to you this morning，
想象一下我今天早上来到你的身边。
And I tell you about a meal that I had yesterday.
You give
food.
You want to give the person a meal?
No, I'm going to tell you about.
就是说我在给你们描述我昨天晚上所吃的一顿饭。
And I say, you really need to go order this and have this food.
哎呀，你真是需要去订这个食物，真的很好吃。
And as I'm telling you this, I have the memory of the meal that I had yesterday.
我在给你讲的时候，我就在回想起来我昨天晚上吃饭的。
But imagine that you've never had this.
你想象一下，你从来没有吃过那个东西。
And for whatever reason, your picture of it, mental picture, is completely opposite of mine.
不知道，不管是何种原因吧，你对这个食物的这个印象跟我所描述的是完全的不同。
And to you, it just sounds like a terrible thing to eat.
对你来讲，就吃这个东西简直是一件很可怕的事情。
You understand that our conversation would be very difficult.
你知道，如果这样的话，这种你有这种印象的话，我们的这个交谈就会很困难。
Because the truth is, we're talking about two entirely different things using the same word.
因为呢，我们在用同样的词语。就是用不同的同样的词语描述两个完全不同的世界。
Now, you say to your unbelieving co-worker,
你对你不信主的同事说
You gotta come to my church sometime.
你应该有一天来我的教会。
Why?
为什么
you can hear God, you can see God, you can learn about God.
你可以学习到关于神，可以在这里见到神，你可以听到关于神的事情。
And to you, that's an appealing thing, a loving, caring, powerful, omnipresent God.
对你来讲，那是很吸引人的一位慈爱、连续、全知全能的神。
But perhaps,
但是也许
what they are hearing,
他们所听到的就是
is,
就是
a angry, judging, hateful God.
就是一个生气的，总是在判断，总是在好像论断人、判断人，然后总是一个令人可憎的。
And they really can't figure out why in the world they want to know more about him.
他们可是不知道这样的神，我为什么还要更多了解他呢
？I was on a long flight.
我有一次坐一个很长的一个航程，就飞行要飞很久。
And the person sitting next to me.
然后坐在我旁边的这个人呢
？Told me about his job and what he was doing.
给我讲他是做什么的
，and he said，
然后他说
，What do you do？
他问我，哎，你是干啥的
？And I said， Oh， I'm a pastor in a Chinese church。
我说我是一个华人教会的牧师。
And he said， Oh，
然后就啊，
The end。
然后就谈话结束。
And finally he looks at me and he says，
最后就看看我
，I don't go to church。
我不去教会。
I said okay。
我说。
He says, I don't believe in God.
他说我不相信神。
I said, well, that's too bad, but okay.
我说啊，太糟糕了，不过没关系。
He said, I used to go to church when I was a kid.
我小时候还去过教会。
I said, well, tell me about this God that you don't believe in.
我说那你给我讲讲你不信的这位神。
What's he like?
那他像什么样呢
？And he began to tell me the story of going to church every Sunday.
他就告诉我他的故事，他每个星期天去教会。
And at least in his mind,
起码是在他的这个头脑中
，a pastor getting up every Sunday,
一位牧师每个星期天站起来
，and yelling for an hour,
在那里喊一个小时
，about how terrible everyone was.
就说大家都多糟糕
，how our world is terrible and going to hell.
我们整个世界有多可怕，都要去地狱了。
And he said, I was afraid of God.
他说我就很怕神。
And I decided I just don't believe in him.
然后我就觉得还是别信了，啥都别信了。
And I said, you know, I'm really sorry.
哦，我听到，我告诉他说，我听到这些，我真的是挺难，挺为你难过的。
I don't know your pastor.
我不认识你的牧师。
And I hope that he was better than you remember him as being.
我希望他是比你印象中的其实是要好的。
But if in fact,
但是如果实际上
，That is the God he showed you.
如果那是他所向你展示的神
，Would you do me a favor?
你可不可以就是对我有帮个忙
？He told me that he was a teacher in a university.
他告诉我他是大学的老师。
I said you're educated.
我说那你是受过教育的。
So I said would you do me a favor?
我说那你可不可以帮我一个忙
？I said would you go home?
当你回家以后。
And find a copy of the New Testament.
你就去找到新约。
And try for a month to forget the pastor that you grew up hearing.
然后呢，你就有一个月的时间，你试图就是不要去想你过去小时候的那个牧师。
And just read straight through the New Testament.
你就是通读新约。
Don't argue with it.
不要去那里辩论。
Don't try to figure out any questions that you have.
不要想去把说那个不懂的问题把它想明白，去想搞通。
Just read straight through it.
就是那么读。
And ask two questions.
只问两个问题。
Number one, is this the guy I heard about when I was a kid?
第一个，这个新约里面讲的那个圣经是我小时候所听到的那个什么？第二点
，Is this a God that I could believe in and love?
这个是不是我可以相信的，并且去爱的一位神呢
？I said, because I have an idea.
因为我有一个想法。
That if you see the God that's in the Bible,
如果你看到这个圣经里的神
，You'll realize, wait a minute.
你就会说，哎，等一下。
This is a God.
What? 这是因为我想要去相信的神。
And I think it's a God who is much more loving.
我觉得这是一位更很有慈爱的神。
And the God I remember.
比我所印象中的那个神，小时候印象中的神要更有爱。
He promised me to do that.
他答应说他会这么去做。
We got to the end of the...Flight.
然后我们那个飞行到达目的地了。
I don't have the rest of the story. I'm not Paul Harvey.
我后来就后边怎么样我就不知道了。
But I felt this.
但是我感觉到的是
that here was a man who was not ready for me to tell him the three steps to becoming a Christian because he had no interest.
这个人呢，他还没有预备好，就是说我告诉他哪三步可以成为基督徒，因为他没有兴趣。
But that if he could see the God of the Bible, not the God that he has kind of created in his mind out of some bad memories.
他如果能看到圣经中的神，而不是说他因为这个童年时代的记忆在他脑中所创造出来的一个很可怕的形象。
That there is a hope that God can reach into his heart.
那就有一种盼望，有一种期待啊，就是说那样，圣经中的神就可以触摸到他，触及他。
Now, I tell you that because of where I want to go with this morning, New Testament.
那我就是今天我要讲到，我们要讲到新约中的敬拜。
In the New Testament, there is never this division.
在新约里从来没有这种分裂。
Between should we be worshippers or should we evangelize?
从来没有说这种讨论，就说啊，我们应该是敬拜者呢，我们还是应该传福音的人。
Instead,
而是呢
as we worship,
当我们敬拜的时候呢
it inspires us to evangelize.
就激励我们去传福音。
As we evangelize, we bring people to worship.
当我们传福音的时候呢我们就导致带人们能够去敬拜。
Which inspires us to evangelize.
然后那个敬拜呢下边那个圆圈里面又激励我们去传福音。
That creates more worshipers.
然后呢这个又带来新的敬拜者。
And the whole thing is this ongoing.Circle.
所以这个整个就是一个循环的一个过程，就这样子。
If you love to eat,
如果你喜欢吃
，Luke is one of our members of our small group.
然后那个有一个 Luke 一个弟兄呢，他是我那个小组的一个弟兄。那 Luke 弟兄他很喜欢吃。
And since Luke was a bachelor for a long time, he had disposable income to eat at good restaurants.
因为那个 Luke 他很长时间单身。所以呢他就那个一个人嘛有钱就老是去餐馆吃。所以我就给他发短信。
And I'll say, I have to go to such and such a town this week.
然后我就给他说我要去什么什么地方。
Where's a good place to eat?
那个什么地餐馆好呢
And most of the time he can say, well, the best place is, blah, blah, blah.
大多数时间他都能够告诉我哪个餐馆比较好。
And every time, I think that's how church is supposed to be.
我就很多时候就想到教会应该这样的。
We should leave Sunday morning so excited about what happened.
我们应该星期天离开教会的时候应该是很兴奋到底发生了什么。
And we want to tell someone.
然后我们就想去跟告诉别人。
As we bring them.
但是当我们带他们到这边来他们也开始敬拜。
And they are drawn to the God that we worship.
他们就被吸引到我们所敬拜的这位神。
Now that requires that our worship show God.
那就需要说让我们的敬拜能够展现。
And that's part of why I keep asking you.
那就是为什么我就是。
Last week, did you see God? Did you see God's grace? What happened?
有没有上个星期你有没有见到神，你有没有看见神的恩典，你发生什么。
Most unbelievers here from Christians on Monday morning?
你知道多很多人他们星期天来到教会的时候，星期一的时候。
They want to work or talking about their weekend.
那个星期一回去大家就开始讲他们星期天都发生了什么。
Oh, I went to this great party. Listen to what happened. No, 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 no,
no, no. 我去了一个很好的一个派对啊，你都发生了什么，就开始讲一堆。
Then they turn to the Christian. What did you do yesterday?
然后他们就转向基督徒，他们就问他们说，昨天你做什么了？
I went to church.
我去教会了。
Oh, what happened?
发生什么了？
He preached.
还是听讲道嘛。
And everyone of the coworkers is saying, "Wow, I wish I could do that."
然后没有一个，难道你的同事会说，哦，我真希望我也这样吗？
Right?
是不是？
No.
都是那个不是的。
They are thinking, "Wow, I'm glad I didn't have to do that."
他们就说，哦，真高兴我不用去教会。
Imagine.
你想象一下。
If we were so excited.
如果我们真的是很兴奋，就是昨天所发星期天所发生的，那就真的是改变了我们。那旁边的人就能看见那种不同，他们就会说
you're different. What happened?
你看起来不同，发生了什么？
Oh, you won't believe. Our church has the most incredible services.
你不能相信我们教会真的是有这种难以置信的这种敬拜。
And let me think, next Sunday, no, you don't want to come next Sunday, but in 2 weeks it's going to be the Chinese pastor. He is so wonderful.
不是下个星期，再过两个星期，会有那个讲中文的牧师，非常的棒。
You ought to come because it would really help you.
你真的应该来，那肯定会帮助你。
Worship becomes part of evangelism.
敬拜就成了传福音的一部分。
And so they come.
所以他们就会来。
And they're rather skeptical.
当然他们可能是有点持怀疑态度。
They don't expect it to be very wonderful.
他们并不说很期望的一切都很棒。
They come.
但是他们来了。
And if we do it right,
如果我们做的合宜的话，
they see worshipers.
他们就看到敬拜的人。
Who are enjoying worship.
他们也享受敬拜。
Who sing as if they really believe what they are singing.
真的是唱的是他们相信他们所唱的。
They hear a message that speaks to what they need.
然后那个信息也是真的是对他们的需要说话。
And then to their amazement,
让这些来的不信主的人惊奇的是
when the people are friendly.
当那个敬拜结束之后呢，大家都很友好。
And they weren't expecting that.
他们可是没有期待这个。
And the Holy Spirit is able to begin to work in their heart.
现在呢，圣灵就可以在他们的心里来工作。
You see, many of us assume that it's God's job to go out there and touch their hearts and win them.
我们很多时候觉得是神的工作，神要出去触摸这些人的心，然后赢得他们。
He does that through us.
但是神是通过我们来做的。
And it starts in worship.
但是一切都始于敬拜。
So here's what we see in the New Testament.
所以在我们在新约里看到什么呢？
Acts.
在使徒行传。
Where I'm going to focus today.
那我们今天要专注在这个上面。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
They are in verse 14. All these were with one accord devoting themselves to prayer.
就是讲到一章十四节说这些人都同心合意的横切祷告。
That means they were worshiping.
那就意味着他们在敬拜。
They were together in worship.
他们在一起敬拜。
And all through Acts,
你看这个整个使徒行传。
We see two things going on the whole book.
我们看到有两件事情一直贯穿使徒行传。
Over and over, they are worshiping.
一而再，再而三的，他们在敬拜。
And over and over they are evangelizing.
然后呢他们也在不断的传福音。
Acts starts with them worshiping.
使徒行传始于敬拜。
It ends with Paul in Rome under house arrest, evangelizing, preaching, and teaching.
然后他结束的时候讲到保罗在罗马然后在那边传福音传讲神的道。
The whole book, that's the way it works.
这是整个这个使徒行传。
One of the examples I really like is in chapter 13.
我最喜欢的一个例子呢，就是13章。
They are at the church at Antioch.
然后他们是在安提阿的教会。
Verse 2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting,
中文说他们侍奉主，实际上另外一个翻译说他们敬拜主的时候。
What are they doing?
他们怎么在敬拜主？
Worshipping.
他们在, before Chinese, they are serving God. I try to, the Chinese translation is for worship, is serving.
Okay, alright, thank you.
Yeah. 我说中文的那个敬拜它翻译成侍奉。
Let me explain that word then.
No, 他现在解释一下。
I think I talked about this at the beginning, but I'm not sure. There are different Greek words that were used for worship.
就是, 用关于希腊词这个敬拜的词呢，翻译的有不同。
And one of them is a word that can be translated and used here, I think, latreia, that is to serve.
一种呢情况下，他把那个希腊文的那个侍奉那个词呢翻译，不是那个敬拜那个词呢翻译成侍奉，就在这里的。Minister,
okay.
这个,
but the word is not a word that just means working.
他的那个侍奉,
it's wrapped up with the idea of worship.
他的这个敬侍奉这个词不是说就在那里做工，而是他整个的意思其实总结起来就是在敬拜。So
when you read service there,
所以当你读到那边他那个侍奉
involves worship.
你要理解它里边也包含了敬拜，它是整个意思。
While they are worshiping or while they are serving,
就是在他们侍奉，在他们敬拜的时候。
The Holy Spirit says, set apart for me Paul and Barnabas for the work to which I have called them.
圣灵就说, 要为我分派巴拿巴和保罗,
they prayed, they laid their hands on them and they sent them off.
于是他们就禁食祷告, 按手在他们身上, 打发他们去了。
And what is the work that he has called them to do?
那圣灵让他们去做什么呢?
Evangelism.
是让他们去, 就是去,
the two
传福音,
work together.
所以这两个是就是并行的。
If the worship in our church
如果在我们教会里的敬拜
does not lead to evangelism
如果没有导致传福音
our worship does not measure up to New Testament worship
我们的敬拜就不是说像新约中就是没有达到新约中所说的那种敬拜。
There are no examples that I know of in the New Testament
我觉得在新约中没有任何的例子说
of spirit-filled churches.
一个圣灵所充满的教会,
worshiping.
敬, 他们是在敬拜神,
without evangelism.
只是敬拜, 但是却没有传福音, 新约中没有这样的例子。
Every time they worship,
每次他们敬拜的时候,
it inspires evangelism.
他就导致了这种传福音。
I've often thought that if I ever owned a restaurant,
我就常常想啊，如果我要是有餐馆的话，我要是拥有一家餐馆的话，
I would ask some people who love to eat,
我就会找一些爱吃的人，
to sit in the front window,
然后就坐在那个靠窗的位置上，
and eat and smile and show how happy they were. And I would give them the food free.
然后边吃呢边笑， 然后让他们看着那个食物有多好。
So that when people are walking by,
所以当人家经过他们的时候，
they say, wow, the people in there, they look like they enjoy themselves. I'm going to try some.
都看着这些吃的好像好开心啊， 那个食物很好， 我也得试试。
What I don't want is some skinny little person.
我不想要的是一些很瘦的人。
Who looks like they must live off of grass.
好像这些人都是天天只吃草瘦的。
Sitting there with a tiny little bit of food on their plate frowning.
然后在他,
who wants to eat there?
这个盘子里面只有很少的一点食物, 然后呢, 皱着眉头, 那谁想去你这个餐馆吃啊?
Right?
对不对?
And you understand?
了解吗?
If our worship
如果我们的敬拜
is the kind of worship they had in the New Testament.
是在那个新约里的那种敬拜。
People walked past their churches, their house churches, and said,
人们经过他们的那个家庭教会, 他们就会说, 啊, 不管他们做什么,
I'd like to be a part.
我也想成为其中的一部分。
What they're doing is wonderful.
他们所做的肯定很棒啊。
I really think
That's how worship is supposed to be.
我真的觉得敬拜应该就是那样的。
That as people see the impact of the worship on us,
当人们看到这个敬拜在我们身上所产生的影响的话，
it draws them
就会
to our God, to our church.
吸引他们来到我们的神，我们的教会中。
And then our worship introduces them to God.
然后我们的敬拜就让他们导致他们来到神面前。
If our worship is not creating evangelism,
如果我们的敬拜没有就是带来传福音，
we're not worshiping right.
我们就肯定没有说就是按正
确的
来导来来。
If our evangelism
这个反过来也是对的。比如说
is not creating worshippers.
如果我们的传福音没有带来敬拜者，
we're not doing evangelism right.
我们也肯定也是传福音有什么不对。
In worship, we see God.
在敬拜中我们看见神。
We see ourselves.
我们看见了自己。
We are changed.
我们被改变。
And there are those whose approach to evangelism never brings us to a point of seeing God and being changed.
然后呢，那些只是说在传福，就是那些传福音的有些人呢，他到了一点，可能是永远没有把人带到神面前，看到神，他们在敬拜中被改变。
And so they become very good at programs.
所以他们就很擅长于做各种各样的节目。
Very good at drawing people.
很擅长就是吸引人来。
But not good at transforming them into worshipers.
但是却不在于，却不擅长说把人改变成敬拜者。
Both of those fall short of God's purpose for the church.
这两方面都缺乏了，就是亏缺了神对教会的这个目的。
The New Testament pattern.
在新约的这个模式就是
worship that challenges us to evangelize.
这个敬拜会挑战我们，激励我们去传福音。
And then we bring people to worship, and in worship,
然后我们
they see the God we've been seeing.
然后在我们也带领他们进入到敬拜里，在敬拜中他们就看到了我们的神，我们所看到的神。
And I've become convinced of this.
我就确信。
And I know when I've said this and offended some pastors.
我知道我这样说的时候曾经冒犯一些牧师，但是我还是觉得我这样讲是对的。
Nowhere in scripture do I see someone really seeing a picture of God.
在圣经中你看不到有一个人他看到这样一幅关于神的描述
and being bored.
然后说看到神还觉得很无聊很枯燥
I never see a picture
我从来没有看到这样子的
in the Bible,
一个场景
people see God,
就是人们看到了神
and not being impacted.
然后竟然没有受任何冲击没有任何影响
and so I very much believe
所以我就很相信
that if people come to our worship
如果人们来到我们的敬拜中
And are not impacted.
如果他们没有被影响，没有被冲击到
，are bored.
他们觉得哇，很枯燥啊，很乏味。
They haven't seen God while they're here.
因为他们没有看到神。
And if that happens often enough, then I decide it must be our fault.
如果那样经常的发生的话，我觉得可能就是我们的问题了，我们的过错。
In other words, I think it's possible for someone to come and refuse to see what's in front of them. I understand that.
我了解啊，的确是有些人。他们来了，但是他们却拒绝看眼前所发生的，那是有可能的。
But that ought to be kind of hard.
但是那肯定不容易。
You understand what I mean?
你了解我说的吗
？If God is there, it ought to be pretty easy to see him.
如果神在那儿，那很容易看到他，对不对
？And it shouldn't be boring.
那不应该是很那个无聊的。
I was talking to someone recently.
我最近跟一个人讲话。
And their mind must have wandered and they didn't catch what I said. I asked them a question and they didn't catch what I said.
他们肯定是走神了，因为我给他们说一个问题，好像他们也不知道我在讲啥。
And they were embarrassed. I'm sorry, I wasn't. I
然后他们就说很不好意思，说一下。
And then they said, oh, it shouldn't matter.
然后他们就说哦，没关系。
You're a pastor. You're used to talking without people listening.
他说你是牧师，你已经很习惯，习惯于你讲话没人去听。大家说这个什么那可不是让你觉得很受很鼓舞啊
truth is.
但是这个真实的真相就是
If in our worship,
在我们的敬拜中
from the song,
从我们的诗歌
to the prayer,
到我们的祷告
to the scripture,
到这个经节
to the sermon,
到这个讲道
If we are bringing people into God's presence,
如果我们把人带到神的面前那就应该有些事情发生
There should be a response.
那应该有一些反应
They should see him.
他们应该能看到他
Now, Who has to accomplish that?
那应该谁要成就这一切呢
And I think the answer is all of us.
我觉得答案是我们所有人
You see, it's very easy for me to say
对我来讲很容易就讲说
If the music worship leaders do their job well, we'll see God.
如果那个带领敬拜的人他做得好一点我们就能见到神。
If the person who leads prayer does his or her, his job or her job well, we'll see God.
如果那个带领祷告的人他做得更好我们就能见到神。
If the pastor does his job well, we'll see God.
如果牧师工作做得更好一点我们能见到神。
And all of that is true.
那说的这一切都没错。
All of them have a very, very important role in accomplishing this.
因为他们都有他们很重要的一个位置一个角色要成就这一切。
But you know what?
但是你知道什么吗?
If I'm sitting behind someone,
如果我坐在一个人的后面,
who is seeing God,
然后这个人他见到了神,
as they sing,
当他们唱的时候,
I can see they are worshiping.
我就看到他们哇他们真的是在敬拜
That's going to draw me
那个也会吸引我
into the worship, right?
也会吸引我也会把我带到敬拜
They're singing that song up there
他们看到那个上面那个唱歌
And I've been checking my to-do list for the week
我在看我的手机看我这个星期要做啥
And
I, 然后突然之间
Why are they so excited?
我说这个
What is this?
我说这个
And all of a sudden I begin to become involved, right?
然后我突然他说，哎，这人怎么这么兴奋啊，这么激动啊？我就突然之间我也就被吸引去看他们所做的。
But you know what?
但是你知道什么吗
？If I'm an unbeliever who just come here,
如果我是一个不信主的人，我刚来到。
And I'm sitting behind someone who is doing this.
我坐在一个人后边，我前面的人一直在看手机。
I probably will think, huh, whatever they're doing must be more interesting.
我就说
than what's up there.
我就说，哎呀，这看手机的人了，肯定他们手里的那个手机上的东西比那个台上讲的更有兴趣
，right?
对不对
？Yeah. During the sermon,
在这个讲道的时候
，if the person next to me,
如果在我旁边那个人
is tied into the sermon,
如果就是。
They're listening.
如果他们在很专心的听
，They take notes.
在那记笔记。
They respond.
如果他们在有反应有回应
，I think this must be interesting. I'll listen.
哦，我就会坐在旁边想，说肯定这个讲到挺有兴趣，我最好听一下。
But if they're watching a TikTok video,
如果他们
边
听，他们在看一个抖音上的一个什么短视频，我肯定就想看，他们在看啥呢
？You understand?
你了解吗？
How you and I worship.
我们是如何敬拜，我们每个人如何敬拜的。
Impacts how everyone else worships.
我们也会影响到每个别的旁边的人的敬拜。
We have what? 20 people here this morning?
Maybe more than 20. 我们在这里有超过20个人，哎，超过20个了吧？不到。
Imagine that 20 people here.
想象一下，我们20个人在。
Are scattered through our congregation.
就是在分散在这个会众当中。
And are genuinely worshiping the God that we have read about.
我们真是在真诚的来敬拜我们的神。
That's going to impact the people around us.
那就会影响到我们周围的人。
And little by little, over time.
然后就一点一滴的随着时间的流逝。
They become more engaged in worship.
他们就会越来越致力于敬拜。
And as they become more engaged in worship,
当他们越来越投入致力于敬拜的时候
they see God.
他们就遇见了神看到了神。
And as they see God,
当他们看到神的时候
they're transformed.
他们就被改变。
And as they're transformed,
当他们被改变的时候
the people around them,
他们周围的人
begin to worship.
也开始敬拜。
And our whole atmosphere changes.
我们整个的氛围整个的气氛就会改变。
As one by one, we
就像我们一个一个，我们都变成成为敬拜者。
Now, how's that tied to evangelism?
那跟传福音有什么联系呢？
Do you agree with me that if you truly engage that way in worship, you're going to get a better picture of who God is and what He has done?
如果你真的是这样致力于敬拜的话，你会不会更对神有更深的了解，也更明白神做的是什么？
Everybody accept that?
大家同意不同意这种观点？
But then that's going to impact how you live, right?
那就会影响你是如何生活的，对不对？
So now you leave here, you're now out among unbelievers.
所以现在你离开教会了，你就在不信的人中间。
And your life is different.
你的生命，你的生活，当你敬拜了
If you saw God on Sunday and saw that He was sovereign,
如果你在星期天你看到神是主宰一切的
that He's in charge,
神在掌管一切
and that He is accomplishing His purpose,
神在成就他的旨意
and on Monday you go to work,
星期一你上班
and everyone else in your company,
在你公司的别的人
Is talking about how terrible our world is.
就在谈论说我们这个世界有多么糟糕。
How things are absolutely horrible.
所有的事情都太糟糕了，太可怕了。
And they look and you're rather peaceful and happy.
但他们看你确实挺平安的，挺开心的。
Aren't they going to notice a difference?
他们会看到不同吗？
And are at least some of them going to wish they had that kind of peace and happiness and joy?
是不是有的人起码其中有些人会希望他们有这样子的开心有这样的幸福有这样的平安呢
And you have a chance to introduce them.
然后你这样就有一个机会
to the God who gave you that kind of peace.
就向他们介绍给你这个平安跟这个
Our worship ought to transform us enough.
我们的敬拜应该把我们改变到足够到
that we then become attractive.
我们就对别人是有吸引力的。
I have told you before, and I love the thing, the verse in Titus.
我在以前讲过，我很喜欢提多书里的一句经文。
When Paul is telling Titus how to teach the people to live.
当保罗教导提多说你应该如何教导人们该生活的时候
，And he says they are to adorn the gospel.
他就说让他们行事啊，尊荣我们救主神的道。
I love that phrase, adorn the gospel.
我特别喜欢那个词，就是尊荣神的道。
Adorn is to make something attractive.
那个尊荣呢，它这个词，我看有没有别的翻译的方式。
Right?
Yeah, let me find another way to the translation. 就是它那个尊荣呢，就是让这个事情把它搞得很吸引人，很美。
Adorn is what happens in the morning.
这个尊荣尊崇就是在早晨。
When you look in the mirror,
哦，他这尊荣也有翻译成增添光彩。你看着镜子里
，What can you do with this？
你看看镜子里的这个人，你说，哎呀，我该做点什么
？And for some of you, you can do all right.
有些人可以做得很好。
And then for me, I say, well, at least I can put on a tie and hope that that catches their attention rather than my head.
我就想说，我起码可以戴上领带，让他们注意到我的领带，而不是我的头。
But adorn is to make something attractive, right?
这个尊荣呢，就增添光彩，是让某事呢
看起来更有。And Paul says the way we live should adorn the gospel.
就是我们所生活的方式，应该是让神的道给神的道增添光彩。
And here is what I think he is telling us.
这里他告诉我们什么呢
？On occasion, there may be a few people.
在偶尔有很少的一部分人，有些人
pick up a copy of the Bible,
他们就拿起来圣经
uninvited,
也没有被邀请
they read it and they are transformed
就是很少的有机会有人就是单单的读圣经然后他们读了圣经他们就被改变了
that happens on occasion
那偶尔会有这种情形发生
but most of the time
但是更绝大多数的时间更多的时候呢
it is notThe Bible that first draws them.
刚最开始不是圣经吸引他们。
Most of the time,
更绝大多数时候呢
，It's us.
是我们
，Right?
是不是
？They know a believer.
他们认识一位信主的。
And a believer draws them.
这个信主的人呢，吸引他们。
The believer makes the gospel attractive.
这个信主的人呢，让这个神的道让。福音看上去很有吸引力。
different ones of you, as I've talked to you, have told me about someone in your past, a Christian, who loved you and cared for you.
就是我们中间有不同的人跟我讲过怎么信主的，比如有的人在过去你碰到过基督徒爱你，真的是关心你。
They won you first.
他们首先他们赢得你。
To themselves.
他们首先是你对他们有好感。
They loved you. They cared for you. You were drawn to them.
他们爱你，他们关心你，所以你也被他们所吸引。
And through them, the gospel became attractive.
就是通过他们，福音就变得有吸引力。
Now later in that same chapter, he says the other thing we can do is blaspheme the gospel
但是在,
with our bad works.
在另这一章的后边也讲过，我们也可以亵渎神的福音。
And to blaspheme the gospel there means to put a black spot on it, to make
这个,
it ugly, to deface it.
这个亵渎神的福音也是表示你可以画一个大黑叉，一个黑的一个标志在一个地方，让它看上去挺丑陋的。
When a believer,
当一个相信主、信主的人
acts in a way,
当他
sinful,
当他的行为是
that is shameful, that is hateful,
他的行为是可憎的、令人厌恶的，然后也是有罪的。
It puts a black mark on our gospel,
是在我们的福音上画了个大大的一个黑叉叉
，right?
是不是的？
抹黑
我们的福音。
It makes it harder for the gospel to break through that person because they see us.
因为那个人看到这个抹黑了福音之后，对这个不信主的人，让他们能看到福音就很困难了。
And so Paul said.
所以保罗说
，Make sure you live in a way.
去确定你生活的方式。
That doesn't put a black mark on the gospel.
不要抹黑福音。
That makes it attractive.
而是让这个福音给福音增添光彩。
And it seems to me from Acts that that starts in our worship.
我觉得从使徒行传来看，这一切都始于这个敬拜。
That as we worship, we are transformed.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们被改变。
That whole process we saw in Isaiah, we see God, we see ourselves, we are changed.
然后就是在以赛亚书里边的那个场景，我们看到神，我们被改变。然后呢，我们再去敬拜，这样一个，我们就出去。我们也吸引人。
Through our transformed lives.
通过我们被更新、被改变的生活。
Through our transformed attitudes.
通过我们被改变、被更新的态度。
To a new way of living.
一个新的生活方式。
Perhaps this is a dangerous example.
也许这是一个危险的例子。
But let me try to use this as an example of what I mean.
然后我但是还是用这个例子来解释我的要说的。
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whenever it was the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade.
More than that. Yeah, 就是前一阵你知道这个最高法院就是推翻了这个罗伊法。
When I read that decision the next morning,
然后我第二天早晨读到这个决定的时候
I thought this is going to be a huge test for believers.
我觉得这对信主的人会是一个很大的考验，一个很大的考试测试。
It is a wonderful opportunity.
这是一个非常好的机会。
And a wonderful terrible danger.
但是也是一个很好，也是一个很有可能是一个危险，很大的危险。
Because we now have what we wanted.
现在我们有我们所要的。
And let's see if we actually know what to do with it.
现在呢，我们该如何行呢？
You see, now the battle becomes.
现在这个
not
征战就是
the simple political battle.
就不再是一个简单的这个政治上的一个。
How do I get enough Supreme Court votes?
就是我如何能够让这个最高法院的这个投票能够
much more difficult battle,
而是一个更加更加艰难的一个征战
of the unwed teenager who lives 3 doors from me,
就是离我大概有3个门之远的一个还没有结婚的一个青少年的女孩子
who is at the darkest lowest point of her life,
在她的生命中最黑暗最低层的时刻
do I respond?
那我如何来回应呢？来反应呢？
Because she really doesn't need me to stand in front of her house with an abortion is murder sign.
因为她不需要我在她门口站着告诉她说这个堕胎就是杀人这样一个标志。
Understand?
了解吗？
What she needs is
她所需要的就是一个基督徒
who shows up,
就是出来
and who says,
出现说让我来在这件事上来帮助你
Let me walk with you.
让我和你同行
Not for a week,
不是一个星期
Not even for 9 months,
而且甚至不是九个月
But for 20 years,
而是二十年
of helping you.
就是帮助他
Do you understand that's a whole lot harder than going to a political rally?
你知道那个可是比参加那个政治机会要困难很多吗
You can go to the Right to Life March every year in January.
你可以每年一月份去参加那个
And I'm not minimizing that.
我不是说那个淡化那个非常的重要就是
我
去为生命来游行
That's a whole lot easier.
但是那个要比这个容易
Than the challenge we have now.
就是我们眼前我们所当下的这个挑战
You say, what's that got to do with worship? It has this.
你说这跟敬拜有什么关系呢?
It is real easy to go in there and sing some songs.
去主堂里边唱一些歌。
Pray a prayer, listen to a sermon and go home.
然后呢就是祷告然后回家。
That is not worship.
那个不是敬拜。
That is Sunday morning service.
那只是星期天的一个主日的崇拜。
If you and I truly worship,
如果我们真的敬拜
we go in there and we sing the songs and we pray.
我们去那里我们唱诗歌我们祷告我们听讲道但是我们看见神
and it changes us.
那会改变我们
and when that girl three doors down,
当我那个一个几个门的那个女孩子
is at the darkest moment of her life.
在她的生命中最低层的最低的时候
our firstresponse
我们第一个反应就是
is not
不是
if these kids had some self-control they would have these problems
不是说哎呀如果这些孩子自己多自私一点就不会有这些麻烦了
first response
我们第一个反应就是
you know Sunday
在星期天
I saw how much God loves
我看到神如何的爱 爱这些人
she doesn't know how much God loves
她这个女孩子不知道神有多爱她
alright dad what do I need to do
那神啊我需要做什么
carry the love I saw on Sunday
就把我星期天所看到的爱神的爱带到这个
who's never seen
你从来没有见到神的这个
that's how New Testament worship transforms us
那就是新约的敬拜如何更新改变了我们
now here's what I have not talked about this morning
今天早上我还没有讲的就是
because I can't find it in the New Testament I tried
因为我还没在新约里找到。
I've not talked about what kind of music we should do because the New Testament doesn't tell us what kind it is.
我不是讲说我们应该用什么样的音乐来敬拜，因为新约里没有讲。
I haven't talked about how long the sermon should be.
我也没讲说这个讲道应该有多久。
The only thing the New Testament tells us is that Paul preached long enough that someone fell asleep, fell out the window and died.
唯一讲的就是保罗讲道时间那特别长，有一个人从窗口掉下去摔死了。
One of my life goals is to have no one ever die during my sermon.
我的一个人生目标就是在我讲道的时候没有人死啊。
I feel like if I do that, I'll be ahead of Paul.
如果可以做到的话，那我就比保罗还要领先了。
My friend said,
我的朋友
Why are you saying I preach too long, Paul?They preach till they die. I said, yes, but you're not Paul. You can't bring them back to life.
然后有人说你怎么说我讲道时间长的保罗讲道那么长那个人死了。后来我说那你不是保罗因为保罗这个人死了保罗也让他复活了。
Anything about style.
我不是讲任何的风格方式。
Because that's not where the New Testament starts. It starts with what does it do to us.
新约的敬拜讲的是他对我们做了什么 对我们以后。
Obviously there has to be a style.
肯定是要有一种方式嘛。因为我们都是人。
And so for the next 2 weeks, what I want to do is I'm going to look at through church history.
所以再过两个星期未来两个星期我们就看教会历史。
Some different ways that churches worship.
教会的敬拜的不同的这种方式跟风格。
How they put this basic overall principle.
他们把这个
into action in their local setting.
把最基本的这个原则这个放在了他们的当地教会中。
And we'll look at that for a couple of weeks.
所以我们未来两个星期就看那个。让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, as we worship today,
亲爱的主，当我们敬拜的时候，
Would you help us to see you?
帮助我们能看见你。
To be transformed,
也被改变。
And Lord, would you help us then to go out and to present you to the world around us?
去帮助我们离开的时候，我们在这个世界上来彰显你。
Make us people who truly worship you.
帮助我们成为真正的敬拜者。
And then who show us.To our world.
也向这个周围的世界来显示你。
Be with us in the worship service.
在我们敬拜的时候和我们同在。
That we will be changed by seeing you this morning.
因为我们看见你，我们就被改变。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。